God bless you, precious heart dwellers. I want to share some interior things about me with you today in hopes that you'll avoid the trap that Satan has set for you every single day. Some of you who are born Catholic will probably be able to relate to this. In the 20th chapter of John, the 23rd verse, the Lord says, "Whoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. And whoever sins you do not forgive, their sins are not forgiven them." So I have noticed that when I really wanted to feel clean and I had repented for my sins and then went to confession, based on what the scripture says about confession, I would come out feeling wonderful. Then within a half an hour to an hour, something would happen to make me lose my peace. True, it's my fault, but the point I want to make is that Satan can't stand to see a soul cleansed. They are a threat to his kingdom of darkness. So yesterday I had a wonderful breakthrough with the Lord, but last night I was not vigilant and I felt very badly about what I had done. I woke up this morning feeling very contrite. The Lord didn't waste any time convicting me, but then he forgave me. Yet the stain upon my soul as I perceived it would not go away. So I felt very badly, very down on myself and condemnatory, calling myself all kinds of ugly names and being derogatory. I went to pray and immediately the Lord began speaking. "This has been done to stop you. Do not stop. Keep on going, Claire. I am still with you. Yes, make amends, but do not collapse under the weight of condemnation. This is how the demons do this to you. This is the sequence of events. You are drawn into something seemingly innocent, and you get caught in a trap out of curiosity or overdoing it. They make you feel good while it's going on. You go to bed, and the next morning they lower the boom. You've been utterly rejected and do not deserve to teach what you yourself cannot live up to." Well, guys, that's one reason why I'm so open with you. So then you repent, confess, and are absolved. But the pain and torture of your fall continues as they cause you to fall in upon yourself. Then come the accusations that you've been given over to lying spirits. Isn't this the way it always happens? "Yes, Lord, it is, just as you described." He continued, "Did I not just absolve you, and did you not make a firm purpose of amendment, as well as make up for your indiscretion?" "Yes, Lord, I think so." "Do you see how they play you, targeting your weakest point, and now you feel dejected? Did I not tell you just a few moments ago, stand your ground, this storm too will pass?" Yeah, he gave me a card I had pulled from my card file. "Can you do this for me?" Jesus added. "I'm running you through drills to make you stronger so you do not lose the precious graces I have imparted to you. Don't you see, Claire, this tactic is commonly used on all who are committed to me. They are brought to shame by their weaknesses. Well, no more. No more, I tell you. You now have the weapons and wisdom to fight against this tactic. I will let you in on a little secret." "What is that, Lord?" "You will always have this weakness, and you will always occasionally fall. So get over it. Be much more alert to occasions of sin, like a 50% off sale." "Yes, you will do well with the prayer cards, but to tell you the truth, it's a message that touches people. Yes, in a nice wrapper is more presentable, but never compromise the message for the outer form. Your chosen lifestyle of evangelical poverty, as the Gospels spell it out, and as I lived it, does much more to turn people to me. They have seen enough of the rich preachers in limousines with bodyguards. What they are touched by is your utter dependence on me. Now I want to renew a new spirit within you and lift you from this dunghill. Will you please let me? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. At that point, I was pretty wiped out, so I took a short nap. When I returned, he began again. Now, your tendency is to brood over your failures and to be distracted onto yourself. I guarantee you that you have many demons to assist you in that, hurling lying condemnations at you constantly to bring you back down because of your weakness. And this is how they destroy ministries. The ministers cover up for their sin in their lives and cannot seem to conquer a serious weakness or bad habit. Their churches grow large and Satan exploits their weakness, sets them up for a fall, and they lose everything. While your weakness is not of that kind, it is still used to make you feel guilty for not living up to a higher standard. Then your attention is not on me, but on you. This is how it's done. Don't fall for this, beloved. Continue to resist temptations, especially after you're given a major grace. Know that the enemy stalks you when a new gift is given. So now I am asking you, make a major effort to put the past behind you. Do better in the future and avoid an occasion of sin. I do not condemn you. I convict you. And when you respond in repentance, I lift you back up on your feet and say, okay, let's go on from here. So let's go on, dearest. I forgive you. I love you. I understand that sometimes your motives are very pure, but not exactly right and temperate. And that was the end of his message to me about that. And the message after this addresses my weakness again and the Lord's constant forgiveness. It's tied into this message. Don't forget, dear ones, Satan's number one way to stop a ministry is continually accuse until the soul is so convinced of their evil nature that they abandon trying to minister. May the Lord be with us and help us. And I'm going to take a moment to thank you for your donations. They help us tremendously. We have 12 people now at the refuge. And it's very, very sweet. They're beautiful souls. But it is a job to feed them all. And things are going so well here. So God bless you, dear ones. And thank you again for remembering us. This is the time of year, by the way, that we try to buy hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of firewood for the poor. And one of the situations that's actually a problem right now is the Forest Service did not issue a lot of vouchers for firewood. As a result, people are charging inordinate amounts of money for firewood. $500 for a cord is ridiculous. The kind of wood that we need is usually $200 a cord, and we want to buy that for the poor people because they're burning sagebrush to try and stay warm. So we appreciate anything you can do to donate and help that out. The Lord bless you and keep you in his peace, and may you always outsmart the devil through the wisdom of God. Amen.